not sure it could. They say time heals everything, but I'm still waiting. I'm through with doubt. There's nothing left for me to figure out. I've paid a price.
All right, I'm not ready to make nice, and I'm not ready to back down. It's your host, Michael Herzog, and welcome to the Thursday, March 22nd, 2007 edition of The American Awakening. A couple of quick announcements. Hey, if you've got a headache, get Headache Stay Gone at 800-327-0727. Also, I want to thank all the listeners out there. I put out the word for a free copy, Freedom to Fascism, and I had an overwhelming response, sent out numerous copies, and I'm going to put that offer out again. If you'd like a free copy of Freedom to Fascism, feel free to email me at Discerner, D-I-S-C-E-R-N-E-R, 12000 at yahoo.com. The only promise that you have to make me is once you have seen the movie, maybe two or three times to digest it all, you want to give it to somebody who hasn't seen it. That's the idea. We want to wake up as many people as we can to the lies that the government is telling us about taxes. I've got a great guest coming on today. It's going to be a really, really interesting show. This woman is very knowledgeable about chemtrails, and I'm going to read a bio about her. Her name is Rosalind Peterson. Between 1989 and 1993, Rosalind worked as an agricultural technologist for the Mendocino County Department of Agriculture. After leaving Mendocino County, she took a position with the United States Department of Agriculture Farm Service Agency as a program assistant in Mendocino, Sonoma, and the Salinas County offices. In 1995, she became a certified United States Department of Agriculture Farm Service Agency crop loss adjuster, working in more than 10 counties throughout California. Many crop losses throughout the state can be attributed to weather-related causes. Rosalind has a BA degree from Sonoma State University in Environmental Studies and Planning, with emphasis on agriculture, watersheds, climate, and crop production. Now, I've spoken to Rosalind in a little bit of depth, and I'll tell you, she is just an abundance of knowledge on this issue. She has a website. It's www.californiaskywatch.com, and you can literally go in there and get lost researching chemtrails and the effects that it has on us, the American population. You know, as many of you know, I sat in last week for a sick John Statmiller who had a really, really bad bug. And he had, I don't know, for 8 to 10 days. He just came in here today and tells me that he thinks he's getting a relapse of it. And with what I was talking to, or when I was talking to Rosalind, I would not rule out the possibility that whatever it is that John is ailing from, it's possible that it could be coming from what we're breathing. There are numerous, symptoms of these chemtrails that they've been spraying all across the country, and it doesn't make any difference where you are in this country. You look up in the sky, not necessarily every day, but on any given day, and you will see jets that are streaking across the sky, leaving long trails of whatever that stuff is. Sometimes, and this happened to me just 2 weeks ago, I was back in Indiana visiting my son, and we happened to look up in the sky and see patterns of chemtrails. And ironically enough, and I know this is going to sound hard to believe, but one of the patterns was in the shape of a pentagram. Makes you wonder, doesn't it? I'll be back after the break. You're listening to Michael Herzog, American Awakening, at republicbroadcasting.org, and I'm going to bring up my guest, Rosalind Peterson. Stick with me.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
We're back. This is Michael Herzog with The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. Okay, I'm still waiting on my guest to come on the line. I've got my board operator giving her a call right now. She should be up in just a moment. But I want to ask you, you know, how many times in whatever respective part of the country, or the world for that matter, do you look up in the sky and see these mysterious chemtrails that are going over from different types of jets, anywhere from 30,000 feet all the way down to, I've seen reports of as little as 8,000 feet. And I've gone down the rabbit hole on this. I've investigated a number of different websites, Clifford Carnicom, the CaliforniaSkyWatch.com, and I'll tell you, there's such an overwhelming amount of evidence, you could actually go in there for days and days and days and sit and read reports, do research, look at pictures, which I would suggest some people do. If you're not familiar with this particular subject, I would suggest that you go into CaliforniaSkyWatch.com and just take some time and read about what's happening here. Because the government, sure, they're clothing. We all know that. Let's see. We got a busy signal on the guest's phone. Okay, I'll take a minute here while we're waiting for the guest to come on, and I'm going to mention, just off topic, an article that I pulled from Human Nature, Science, and Technology. It's not just the chemtrails. They're not just bombarding us with the chemtrails, and also many of the listeners have been listening for a long time are aware of the HARP program, which a lot of people have tied the chemtrails in with the HARP program in the release of certain chemicals, aluminum and barium, to make the atmosphere more susceptible to particle weapons. Okay, but I'm gonna let Rosalind get into that. But I want to go into some of the other things that they're doing. There's an article I pulled out of Human Nature called Full Mental Nudity, The Arrival of Mind Reading Machines. This is by William Salatin, and it was March 20th, 2007. He says, years ago, Woody Allen used to joke that he'd been thrown out of college as a freshman for cheating on his metaphysics final. I looked within the soul of the boy sitting next to me, he confessed. Today, the joke is on us. Cameras follow your car. GPS tracks your cell phone. Software monitors your web surfing. X-rays explore your purse. And airport scanners see through your clothes. Now comes the final indignity. Machines that look into your soul. Okay? With the aid of functional magnetic resonance imaging, neuroscientists have been hard at work on Allen's fantasy. Under controlled conditions, they can tell from a brain scan which of two images you're looking at. They can tell whether you're thinking of a face, an animal, or a scene. They can even tell which finger you're about to move. But those feet barely scratch the brain's surface. Any animal can perceive objects. Anyway, I'm going to cut this short. I'll move on to this tomorrow. I want to finish this article, but I've just been informed we have Rosalind on the line. I'm going to bring Rosalind up. Rosalind, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hello. How are you, dear?
I'm fine. How are you today?
I'm fine. I just got finished a couple minutes ago reading a quick bio on you, and I wanted to find out, first of all, is there any chemtrails flying over Mendocino County today?
Yes.
There is?
Yes. Intermittent, but they're here, and there's definitely some jet plumes over Mendocino County today and some man-made clouds as well.
Well, not surprising, huh?
Not surprising. We're having very few clear days this year.
Okay. I'm going to take a moment here and tell the callers. We're going to get into – Rosalind's going to – we've only got an hour, so she's going to do a quick outline of some topics that we want to cover. Then I'm going to open up the lines probably at the bottom of the hour at 800-313-9443, and you're welcome to call in if you have a question for Rosalind. So, Rosalind, let's proceed, okay?
Okay.
Give us an overall synopsis of what's going on here.
Well, what's going on across the United States and also worldwide is that since 1989, we have been seeing jet contrails that persist for hours, thousands of kilometers. They last for 20 hours or more sometimes. They cover our once deep blue skies, turning them into white haze. And according to NASA, man-made clouds. These cirrus clouds can exacerbate global warming, and also they are impacting us because we don't receive direct sunlight. We're dimming the sun, and this is impacting agricultural crop production and agriculture in general.
Mm-hmm.
We're also having these persistent contrails. There's a lot of health effects that people are reporting from them. Asthma has been on the rise sharply since 1989 in children. Health effects like bloody noses, respiratory problems, breathing difficulties, skin irritations, eye irritations, many, many things. Sometimes even people talking about feeling fatigue.
Chronic,
so there's
yeah.
been a variety of medical conditions which seem to be exacerbated by these persistent contrail plumes as well. So what's happened is that starting about 2002, I started doing an investigation here once I became aware of how persistent they were, because it's not normal for us to have persistent jet contrails in our county.
Mm-hmm.
And we're almost always under the influence of these man-made clouds and persistent contrails.
So the respiratory problems, I think I mentioned to you, I moved here not long ago from Phoenix, Arizona, and in the groups that I ran with, there was constant complaints of respiratory problems, flu-like symptoms that people would have and that they would persist. As a matter of fact, before you came on the air, the main man here, John Statmiller, he was down with a bug for about 10 days, and he just came in today. He says that he believes that it's recurring, and he cannot rule out the possibility of that whatever it is airborne. And It's possible that it could be from these chemtrails. I'm not saying it is, but these complaints that I've heard when I lived in Phoenix is that there was chronic sore throat, raspy throat, coughing, eye irritations, nosebleeds, breathing difficulties, and it just persisted. It never went away.
Yes.
Right. Okay. Tell me now. You wanted to go into outlining what chemtrails were. You want to explain it? Give the audience an overview.
Sure. The word chemtrails comes from the United States Air Force Academy Laboratory Chemistry Manual, which is called Chemtrails. It also comes from a bill that was put forward by Congressman Dennis Kucinich, which had the word chemtrails in it, but it was never defined. And many people have picked up the word, which is relatively undefined, and have used it to reference these persistent jet contrails and unusual plumes and formations, crisscrosses, cross-hatching, different things that are happening in the skies, strange colors, strange-looking plumes, bursts, stop-and-go, release of plumes, things like this. And what happened was is that the United States Air Force, somewhere before 2002, came out and put on their website that the word chemtrail was a hoax, went into some detail about that. So whenever it was brought up to our elected officials that something strange was going on in our skies, that these were very different than anything that had ever been seen before, the elected officials called the Air Force, and the Air Force, upon request, would write letters and make telephone calls to their constituents telling them that there was nothing going on, that chemtrails, the word, was a hoax. And what happened was this marginalized many people who used the word chemtrail. Also, so I hardly ever use the word chemtrail. When I talk about these plumes, jet plumes, I hardly ever use the word. And this is why, because we have documents, we have lots of studies, we have different programs that have been going on for many years, most of them starting extensively or heavily since 1989, and that some of these jets we think are involved into some of these programs. And we don't know which jet is involved in which program, but we can say that for the most part the jets are unmarked, white or shiny silver. They look like Air Force planes. They're C-135s. They look like the Boeing 727s or 747s. And these planes, sometimes with or without windows, leave all of these varying types of plumes all over our county. And they change our weather. When these jets are flying, a lot of times if they blitz us, which means they turn a once blue sky in about 3 hours into white haze and man-made clouds, people then start to have more allergies and more of the persistent coughing and health effects. So we feel that we need to really find out what's in the plumes and also to find out what, you know, all of the programs that are going on so that we can protect public health, because none of our elected officials are doing that for us at this time.
Well, there's also, I wanted to touch with you, you mentioned that there's a number of different types of experiments that they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And you said that you're not real sure what, you know, who's flying. Well, we know who's flying the jets. They're pilots, obviously, that are flying the jets. But we're not sure whether they're military or whether they're privatized corporations or a combination of both, right?
That's correct.
And so there's a number, three or four different experiments that they're doing, the government is doing, that we know about?
Yes. First of all, we know that there's more than 50 private and public weather modification programs going on in the western states, including Texas, but in the western states in the United States that are listed by NOAA.
Okay, just let me stop you right there. We got to go to a break here, Rosalind. Let's pick up with that topic when we come back. Okay.
Okay.
This is Michael Herzog and Rosalind Peterson coming to you from republicbroadcasting.org. See you in a few.
This Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom. But without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. These materials document the global leaders, political and religious working behind the scenes, and their plans for us. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 1-888-211-1715. Again, 1-888-211-1715.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
I'm not ready to make nice.
Okay, Michael Herzog, we're back, The American Awakening, and we're on the line with Rosalind Peterson. I'm going to open up the phone line after the bottom of the hour at 800-313-9443. Rosalind, we were talking about the types of experiments that they're doing, so continue.
Yes, these weather modification programs that are listed by NOAA are done not only by private companies, but there's also military programs ongoing to modify the weather. And what happens is this is mostly chemical modification.
Mm-hmm.
So it's weather modification, and it's been taken much further than just cloud seeding. Private companies like DynoMat Corporation are using Dynagel in some programs where they have put this super absorbent into clouds and totally dissipated them. But then the gel comes to Earth, and they don't want to tell what kind of gel it is and what environmental impacts it may have. We know that there's materials to make fog, dissipate fog. We know that there's a lot of materials that are out there that will change the weather. And when you add private companies like insurance companies who don't want to pay claims can also modify the weather, and sometimes it's done by small planes, sometimes by very large planes, but they can do them over 4,000 or 5,000 square miles, 10,000 square miles, or a couple of programs, and that these programs impact the weather, and they also change our climate and impact agriculture. So you can have it snow in one area and induce a drought in another area. And I think that a lot of people are not aware that these programs are going on and that they use very large planes, these big supersonic jets to do these, to do some of these programs.
So there may be some truth to the rumor that they can actually target a specific area and modify or change the weather or create specific types of weather. Would you agree with that, or can you elaborate on that?
Yes. In 2005, at the end of 2005 and into 2006, December through March, there was a huge program done by five states who got together to put more snow in the Wyoming mountains than ever before. And by February 2006, they had achieved the goal of putting more snow into the Wyoming mountains than ever before. And what happened was, is they put other counties and other states, we believe, into drought conditions because they took the water vapor and the availability of the normal path of water vapor and moisture going through, and they put it and got it to move into these mountainous areas. So what happens is that this is a five-state well-documented program, and all of these programs are documented by NOAA. And I believe that some of the extreme rains and flooding were done because they were modifying the weather this year, late last year in November, December, and in Colorado. And some of the states that were having a lot of problems may have had problems because they were modifying the weather in those states. And that program went on through January through March of this year. So I think that this, that you can get too much rain in an area or too much snow or, in other words, radically change the weather, and they're much better and use much more chemicals than ever before.
Well, tell me, excuse me for interrupting.
But, oh, no.
Severe weather. I mean, for example, and again, this is just speculation and possibility, not you know, pointing a finger at anybody, but mm-hmm. Katrina, for example, okay, is it possible that they could have not necessarily created but helped to create that powerful hurricane?
It's hard to know, but in early history, there was a project in the 50s where they did seed a hurricane, and the government covered it up right away because it caused so much damage, because the hurricane actually changed direction and hit the state of Georgia. And the government classified all the information about it because they didn't want to pay the claim. But they've been involved in hurricane research and hurricane seeding and different projects for a long time. And when they go awry, they don't want to talk about them. And it's only when you find out about it 20, 30 years later that you find out what they were doing and what really happened.
Right, like so many things.
Yes.
Yes.
So, and then, you know, when you talk about other programs, right now, NASA and the United States Air Force and the HAARP Project have combined under the CRES, C-R-R-E-S program, to put send up rockets. And on these rockets, they attach canisters, and they release them at different heights in the atmosphere. These canisters are filled with things like barium, aluminum, strontium, which is a radioactive substance, calcium, different things. But they put those up into the atmosphere, and then they superheat them. And then when they explode, they're conducting experiments with these chemicals. And so these types of experiments are putting aluminum and barium and strontium into the air we breathe when it comes down. And also, when it comes down, it contaminates our soils, our drinking water, especially here in the state of California and in Arizona, that there's spiking, unusual spiking of these chemicals in drinking water. And we think they're related to when they're doing these tests over the United States.
Mm-hmm. It's easy to think that they're contaminating our lungs when we breathe this stuff as well.
That's correct. Mm-hmm. And the health effects from these are enormous. So, and then what happens is NASA has another one they call night clouds, which is where they put up trimethyl aluminum.
Okay, I've got to stop you right there. We've got to go to another break. But let's hold that thought. Rosalind and I will be back in 3 minutes. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, republicbroadcasting.org. Stick with us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Okay, this is Michael Herzog with the American Awakening. We are back. I'm going to open up the phone lines at 1-800-313-9443. If you have a question for our knowledgeable guest, Rosalind Peterson, regarding the chemtrails, feel free to call in. Her website is www.californiaskywatch.com, and I'm on it right now, and there's some fascinating stuff in there. Rosalind, you still with me?
Yes, I am.
Let's continue here. Okay, do you remember that thought you left with?
Well, what I was saying is that there's a lot of projects, and besides weather modification, which is being done around the, you know, around the world as well as in the United States, but under a treaty with the United Nations, we're not supposed to be using it for weapons of war.
Mm-hmm. Which ties right in with the possibility of them using the HAARP program, right?
Well, there's HAARP, and HAARP has the capability. It's HAARP is a program that is in Gikona, Alaska, and it's called the High Frequency Active Auroral Research Program.
Mm-hmm.
And this this facility has the ability to do ionospheric testing and to superheat the ionosphere to over 50,000 degrees over many 400 square miles or more. And what happens is that they're testing this, and they're heating the atmosphere. They're doing different projects, some of them aligned with using laser weapons, some of them aligned with, in other words, doing research on the atmosphere that we live in. And I think that since it started in operation, it's the biggest one in the world, and since it started in operation in the early 1990s, I think that we're feeling the impacts from the experiments, because when they experiment, they don't know what effect it will have on us.
Mm-hmm.
So they're
using us as guinea pigs.
In a way, because there's no discussion of what they're actually doing and the different experiments they're conducting and how it impacts us here on Earth,
mm-hmm.
and what health effects. The other thing that's going on is a series of projects called geoengineering projects, and this means that where you take chemicals or dust particles or iron particulates, and you start to put them into our global, around the globe, in different areas in the United States, and it's supposed to mitigate global warming by putting something into the atmosphere that reduces sunlight. And there was a secret meeting back in November 2006 at NASA Ames, and these worldwide geoengineers met there in secret at the request of NASA to talk about these different types of programs that they may want to initiate or are doing. And what they did was they said, well, we've been keeping it a secret for, you know, over 10 years, and they have all these research projects. And I knew about the meeting because I went to the public forum of the meeting, which was half a day after they had all met at NASA Ames. And so Professor Gregory Benford of Irvine University was there and some others. And they talked about these different geoengineering projects and how they are going to be our stewards and our saviors, and put up sulfur, put up salt particles in the atmosphere. They have all kinds of schemes about dust particles in the air, different types of things that they want to do in order to reflect sunlight back. But no one wanted to answer my questions there about global dimming and how we're already dimming the planet, not getting enough sunlight from photosynthesis already, and that it's sharply rising. And they didn't want to talk about the impacts of persistent jet contrails, which have to be dimming our planet because we see it almost every day here. So we're not talking about the impacts on human health of these projects and proposed projects. We're not talking about, and we're talking about having geoengineers and these scientists say to us that we have to live within the experiment. But you see, when they start putting chemicals up, for example, here in California, we've taken almost all the sulfur out of diesel fuel as of December last year. Now you've got other scientists saying, well, we can put sulfur up into the air and have it float up there for a long time and reduce and cool the planet. Well, they're taking it out of diesel fuel in California because of asthma and health effects from the sulfur.
Mm-hmm. Well,
now we're going to put it into our atmosphere as a planned project. This doesn't make any sense.
Right. Let me stop you right there and tell you you're a popular girl because our phone lines are loaded. You want to take a call or two?
Sure.
Okay. Let's go to Trucker Kenny in Wisconsin. Trucker Kenny, you're on the air with Michael and Rosalind. Go ahead.
Hey, hi, Mike. Hi, Rosalind.
Hi.
Hello.
Okay. I've been to Carnicom's website. I would like to give you another website by Scott Stevens,
mm-hmm.
a former meteorologist from Pocatello, Idaho. Weather Wars, one word, weatherwars.info.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. Now, Cliff Carnicom calls it as it is. It's an aerosol crime. Anytime you have entities intentionally toxifying the air we breathe to cause bodily harm, that is a crime against humanity. And I'll go one further. It is a crime against humanity and the environment. Now, there's a PhD down in Milwaukee. I read some of the work he's done. He has done the work on the microbes in the soil. The cadmium, barium salts are killing off two microbes essential for plant uptake of nutrients. All right, I just thought I'd convey that to you. Also, there are some websites. I've researched this quite a bit. There is satellite thermography of Katrina showing terrific thermal spikes in that storm. And again, you go back to HARP, you go back to Scalar Energy, you go to the Schumann resonance, which is the pulse of the Earth, 7.83 hertz, Everything runs on frequency. When you start upsetting everything, things are not going to do so well. Are you familiar with Dr. Nick Begich?
Oh, absolutely, yes.
All right, earthpulse.net.
Mm-hmm.
He's done a lot of work on the HARP. The only thing I can say, in addition to the strontium-90, which I don't think was intentionally put in the atmosphere, it comes from the depleted uranium munitions, but they are putting in radioactive thorium-232. That is also being added to the atmosphere, along with biologicals and chemicals.
All right. Listen.
Furthermore, there is reflected heat back down to the Earth. The sun's heat that does get through because of this metallic toxic heavy metal barrier down upon the Earth. And I'll leave it at that, and I'll listen off air. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, Trucker Kenny. A lot of positive input there, and I'd ask you to comment on it, but our lines are loaded here, Rosalyn. You want to take another one?
Sure.
Okay. Kenny in New Hampshire. Go ahead. You're on with Michael and Rosalyn. Kenny?
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Oh, hi. This is Kenny in Exeter, New Hampshire.
Exeter, New Hampshire. Yes. Have you got a question for Rosalyn?
Yes. I would like to know if she gets many reports on chemtrails from the southern New England area, because we are completely inundated with them. They're here all the time. If you can look up in the sky on any given day and see chemtrails. Some days are worse than others. And secondly, it's really amazing that your previous caller mentioned the meteorologist who was on. He did a whole show with George Norrie on Coast to Coast about the Katrina thing. And all the people looking at the satellite weather maps, there was a storm that came out of nowhere, headed from west to east, that was literally trying to blow Katrina to the east. And no one has an explanation for where this storm came from. Do you know anything about that?
I don't know too much about that. I have heard about it, but I don't have any direct knowledge of it because there's so many different elements going on in what's going on in our atmosphere that it's hard to keep track of all of them. But, yes, I can tell you that what you're seeing in New Hampshire we're having reported a lot. I don't think there's any area of the United States that is escaping having these persistent contrail blitzes for long periods of time. They sometimes stop for short periods but then come right back.
Mm-hmm.
So what you're saying is quite true. We are having reports all over. And I think that it's impacting agriculture because a lack of direct sunlight will reduce crop production, according to a University of Illinois study. So I'm concerned about agriculture and the health of our trees due to a lack of photosynthesis, which means that direct sunlight gives, in other words, energy for plants and trees to grow properly.
Hey, mm-hmm. Kenny, listen, thank you so much for the call.
And thank you for taking my call, and I love your show.
Hey, thank you, buddy. I appreciate it. Let's go to Alan in Kansas. Alan, have you got a question for Rosalyn?
Yes. I have seen in the sky where the blue was a darker blue in patches, and I saw an airplane. It was a big two-engine jet. It wasn't leaving a contrail. I don't think it was that high. It just fly along and just disappear, and I didn't notice until I put on a pair of sunglasses this darker blue has an edge to it, like it's almost a black ink in on the blue of the sky. Have you ever seen that?
Rosalyn, you want to comment?
Yes, I've heard reports of this before. It's not as common, but I do have probably at least 15 or 16 reports of something like you're talking about, yes.
And we still don't know what that is, though.
No, we don't know what that is or what part of what project that might be from.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you, Alan. Thanks for the call. Vince in Montana, you're on with Michael and Rosalyn. You have a question for Rosalyn?
Yeah, your show is coming along great. I'm really glad that John put you on.
Well, thank you, Vince. I appreciate that. Really, I do.
Yeah. Hey, Rosalyn, the Air Force 2025 documents, I'm sure you probably have seen those before,
yes.
The 2025 report, where they claim that they're going to control the weather as a force modifier, and these are available online. There's been one copy of it that's been consistently online since 98. It's out of Australia, but they've kind of been coming and going. Wouldn't that violate, by using the weather as a force modifier, to use their own words, wouldn't that violate the congressional treaties?
Yes.
I'm going to get that answer offline. And then the other thing I was going to bring up is I had an interesting experience. I went to Butte, Montana over St. Patrick's Day for a huge parade on just a crystal clear day, beautiful day, and they constructed a set of clouds over that parade that had people looking up. It really woke a lot of people up because people in the crowd were actually pointing it out. But look at them spraying those patterns up there and making that cloud. Oh, they must be trying to put a little shade on us today. But it's amazing how people will deny what's happening in front of their very eyes and not question it. I'm wondering if we aren't the offspring of some sort of a slave race that just ignores the obvious. And I'm going to let you answer online about the 2025.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate the comment and appreciate the compliment. Okay.
Okay. Owning the Air Force document, Owning the Weather 2025, is on my website if anyone wants to refer to it. And the interesting part about that document is that there are 12 pages of key players, which list military men there's about probably 40 or 50 of them from every one of the services that are key players in the document. So these documents are quite fascinating, and who's listed as colonels and generals, we're seeing a lot of them now in Iraq and other places. So the list is a fascinating list. If anyone's interested in the list, you can contact me or go to my website.
Very good. Anything else? Hello? He's gone? Okay, let's go to James in Rhode Island. James, you're on with Michael and Rosalind. You have a question for Rosalind.
Hello?
Hello, James.
Hi. I just wanted to give you something that I heard. This was about 2001, 2002, about 2000, mm-hmm. on a show, Lou Gentile. It was late at night. It was on shortwave. Some guy said he was an informant, and he was doing it for about 6 months, and they called it mayonnaising the sky, and they were spraying soybean oil. And I've looked into it since then, and sure enough, that's what they're doing. It's the cheapest, easiest way to do everything.
Spraying soybean oil.
That's what they're doing. I'm just telling you what I heard on a shortwave radio.
Okay.
And it totally makes sense when you look into it. Because, well, number one is I'm a musician, so smoke machines and things like this on stage, right? Okay, mm-hmm. Well, in the morning, I used to go running, and sure enough, in the morning, you'd smell the, like, sweetness in the air, sort of slight sweetness in the air. And that would, you know, and I, that's what.
Okay.
You know, I'm just saying that's one of the things that made me say, oh, it's got to be soybean oil, because I know that's what they, you know. So anyway.
Gotcha.
And like I said, the guy said it on the thing. He did it for a while. They said they were, at the time, he said they were staving off global warming. That's what he thought. But then he thought more about it, and he didn't want to do it anymore or something like that.
I see. So, Rosalind, okay. you have a comment, Rosalind?
Well, this is the first I've heard of soybean oil, but I've heard about a lot of things. But this is the first time I've heard anybody talk about that. So I can't comment on that because I don't know.
It makes sense because think about all the pollution in the air. You're saying it's in bariums inside it, aluminum's inside it. Well, what's in pollution? All the stuff that's in pollution, along with the bacteria, which what would soybean rotten soybean oil turn is like rancid bacteria. Okay, so it makes sense to me. I don't know, but.
Okay. Hey, appreciate your input, partner. Thank you very much for a call. I appreciate it. Keep listening, okay?
Pretty cool.
Rosalind?
Yes.
Okay, we got a little bit of a break here. You want to? I'm looking at your pictures on the website here, and some of these variations of the cloud, the chemtrails and the patterns that they make are just fascinating. I think I mentioned at the beginning of the show, and I'll mention this again. When I was back in Indiana visiting my son, I watched them create a pattern that literally was a pentagram that was a design in the air, which means it has to be they're being told when to turn these patterns on and when they're told to turn them off, and they're being told at what headings to fly. So I'm just wondering what kind of agenda is behind this. I mean, there's more going on here than what we realize. Do you agree?
Oh. I think that there's a lot going on and much more than we realize. And also there seems to be a lot of money to do the programs because commercial airlines, for example, over Mendocino County fly in straight lines. And when they cross our county, it's going straight. They don't loop the loop. They don't go through repeated ovals, two and three planes at a time, where you can watch them loop the loop around our county, fly out over the ocean, fly back. The planes that we see here that are commercial just go across the county, either going to San Francisco or Oakland or San Jose, or going up north from us into Washington. But they would, they don't, they're not carrying enough fuel to loop the loop around our county for hours and mm-hmm. cover us over. So the planes are mostly unmarked. Commercial airlines usually have logos. You can identify them much more easily than these planes. And so what's happening is that someone has to have the pilot, the crews, they have to have the time, and they have to have the repair equipment for these big supersonic jets that are flying over us. So there has to be more here than meets the eye, because commercial airlines would be losing money and time schedules horribly if they were engaged in some of the things that we see go on here. Mm-hmm. Also, in Mendocino County, we have very few commercial flights. And when these other planes, these program planes, are not flying, we never see any contrails here from just normal jet traffic.
Okay, let me stop you right there. We've got a break coming up. We'll have a four-minute segment left when we get back. We have two more callers on the line. I'm going to give them 1 minute apiece, which is all I can, and then I'll get some closing thoughts from you, Rosalind. So right back, Michael Herzog, American Awakening, republicbroadcasting.org. See you in a few.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 3 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Okay, we're back. This is Michael Herzog with the American Awakening. I have Rosalind on the line. And we've got two callers. We've got Bruce from Nebraska and Nina from Arizona. I'm going to go to Bruce first. Bruce, you've got 1 minute, and I'm sorry to rush you, but I am very limited, sir. Go ahead.
Hi, thank you. I get tears in my eyes when I hear those Dixie Chicks and that song.
okay.
Jerry Smith's book, Weather Warfare, uh-huh. About page 297, there's a nice article starting there about the wastewater disposal system on commercial jets. The guy who was an avionics tech ended up figuring all this out. very interesting little piece in that book.
Weather Warfare, page 297. Got
start,
it.
And then Mitch Batros has another interesting book, Solar Rain, mm-hmm. about the Earth changes that have begun.
Okay.
So those two books together, and then Mark Hazelwood's book on Planet X Inbound okay. may have some bearing on that also.
Okay. Very good, Bruce.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Okay, Rosalind, I've got one caller left, and I think I know who this lady is because I was emailing back and forth with her this morning. I have Nina from Arizona. Nina, go ahead. You're on with Michael and Rosalind.
Hi, guys. Yeah, that's me. But I did want to ask, because I've noticed in Chandler's specifically, like, tons and tons of those. And I was wondering if she gets a lot of reports from, like, Phoenix metropolitan area, because it's almost on a daily basis. And what I noticed is that we will have no humidity in the air, and then all of a sudden we will have overcast clouds but no rain for, like, a day or two straight.
I can relate to that because I've been there and seen it, and my oldest son lives there.
And it's just incredible. And then I've noticed a relation to, like, the private airports, because we live right by Stellar Air Park.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then we hear their planes at, like, 3 in the morning. I mean, I don't know what they're doing, but it just seems like they're making trails right over this private airport.
Want to comment, Rosalind?
Yes. Bridget Conroy, who lives in Phoenix, Arizona, and I teamed up to fight some of these projects over a year ago. If you go to her website, ArizonaSkyWatch.com, you can get in touch with her in Arizona. And she has, we have one of the posters we sent to you has pictures of the contrails and the jets in Arizona. And also, we can tell you that some days are okay, and then what you're saying about Arizona is quite true. They have been blitzed recently with some very unusual types of contrails as well.
What?
So, yes.
I'm sorry, one more question. What do you think is the reasoning for Arizona to have such a concentration of it? Because, I mean, it's literally on a daily basis. You might get 2 or 3 days out of the month that you don't see it, but you see it almost daily.
We're getting the concentrations over Northern California here, Southern California, Los Angeles. I was in Portland, Oregon last year. I was in... I was in Arizona. I have been in different states. And what happens is we're seeing this all over. We have reports of it all over. I don't think that your area is being singled out. I think that people are seeing the same phenomenon everywhere.
Okay.
So, Nina, listen, I've got about a minute left, and I want some closing comments from Rosalind. But listen, I do appreciate your call in. Keep listening. And yes, you and I will be in contact off the air on the other issue.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Nina. Bye bye. Okay, Rosalind. Boy, you are a popular lady here. Any closing comments that you want to put forth before we leave the airwaves?
Yes. We do know that the Air Force is releasing particulates called aluminum coated fiberglass. On a large scale across the United States, tons of it. It's documented on my website. And what all these programs are doing is they're impacting human health, they're impacting agriculture. They're not talking about the massive bird deaths that we're having, bee declines, and trees. Our trees are declining since the late 1980s at a massive scale. And so check into it, talk to your congressman, and speak out about this issue.
Thank you so much, Rosalind Peterson, on the chemtrail issues, which she doesn't call it chemtrails because they've poo-pooed that and called us theorists, so it's contrails. Michael Herzog with the American Awakening. I'll see you tomorrow. Thanks for listening.